Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is October 29, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Fidelity Digital Assets expands crypto custody service to Asia. FTX launches Bitcoin pairs for top stocks like Amazon, Apple and Tesla. Voyager Digital revenue rises over 1,000% on increased crypto adoption. Bank of Canada governor says digital dollar project moving past trial stage. New York's financial regulator wants firms, including crypto miners, to look closer at climate change risks. Bitcoin's options market sees just 6% chance of $20,000 before year's end. All in on DeFi, why the days of centralized exchanges are numbered. First mover, Bitcoin falls as COVID-19 surges, ECB's Lagarde steps up, US GDP hits 33%. Now let's get started. Fidelity Digital Assets expands crypto custody service to Asia. The cryptocurrency-focused arm of financial services giant Fidelity Investments is teaming up with Singapore-based Stack Funds to cater to the growing demand for cryptocurrencies in Asia. A new partnership will bring Stack's regional clients access to the secure custody services provided by Fidelity Digital Assets, according to a Bloomberg report Thursday. All assets secured through Stack will be subject to monthly audits and will be insured, the firm said. We are pleased to utilize the custody services of Fidelity as we see a large uptick in demand for digital assets from traditional investors across Asia, Matthew Dibb, Stack Fund's co-founder and chief operating officer told CoinDesk in a direct message. The surge in demand for cryptocurrencies from Asia-based high-net-worth individuals and family offices is accompanied by increased institutional participation in Bitcoin, BTC, plus 2.17%. Several public companies, including the likes of MicroStrategy and Square, have recently disclosed their Bitcoin investments, piquing interest in cryptocurrencies. There is now a critical need for platforms that have a deep understanding of what local and regional investors are looking for, Christopher Tyrer, head of Fidelity Digital Assets Europe said in a statement. Fidelity Investments launched its digital assets arm in late 2018 and was linked to a passively managed Bitcoin fund for wealthy investors that launched in August this year. FTX launches Bitcoin pairs for top stocks like Amazon, Apple and Tesla. Crypto derivatives exchange FTX has launched a novel way to trade the world's most popular stocks. Announced Thursday, users of the exchange are now able to register to trade on over 12 equity and cryptocurrency pairs via the platform's fractional stocks offering in what FTX is calling a first-of-its-kind product. The additions mean users can begin trading high-demand stocks like Tesla, Apple, and Amazon, represented by tokens, against Bitcoin, BTC, plus 2.23%, stablecoins, and more. These products demonstrate a powerful future, in which assets are digitized and traders have unlimited creative potential to express their beliefs about the markets, FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried said. To facilitate liquidity, the tokens represent a fraction of one share, meaning traders will be able to trade half of a share at a time if they want, Bankman-Fried told CoinDesk via Telegram. The offering is being conducted in partnership with capital market solutions provider Digital Assets AG and investment firm CM Equity. These fractional stock products reflect the reality that today's traders are industry and sector spanning and want trading opportunities that fully match their interests and mindset, the CEO said. Traders in the US and FTX's other restricted jurisdictions will not be eligible to trade the products. Also on Thursday, FTX announced the release of TixWix, a product targeting retail customers in the world of options trading in partnership with blockchain gaming platform HXRO. Voyager Digital revenue rises over 1,000% on increased crypto adoption. Publicly traded digital asset brokerage Voyager Digital, VYGR, VYGVF, registered four-digit revenue growth in the fiscal year ended June 30, 2020. In an announcement Thursday, the Canada-based firm said revenue rose to roughly $1.1 million, marking a 1,159% rise from the previous fiscal year's tally of $87,318. Other figures for the same period are also impressive. Customer assets jumped by 1,959% to $35 million, while the total of brokerage accounts were up 750% at 86,000. In its bid to boost growth, the firm formed new partnerships with leading trading platforms including Market Rebellion, LLC, Sterling Trading Tech and Roundly X, and acquired Ethos Universal Wallet and Circle Invest's trading app. "We achieved strong revenue and account growth during fiscal 2020, Stephen Ehrlich, co-founder and CEO of Voyager, said, adding that increasing adoption of digital assets has helped the company extend the growth momentum into the first quarter of fiscal year 2021. Revenue is expected to have risen to $2 million in the July to September period, up 200% from the preceding quarter's $700,000. The company said it plans to obtain a virtual currency license, or BIT license, from the New York State Department of Financial Services, NYSDFS, during the 2020 calendar year. However, unlike several other public firms, Voyager has no plans to invest its treasury funds in cryptocurrencies, Ehrlich told CoinDesk last month. "Our investors want us to be that agency broker," Ehrlich said at the time. "They want us to be the one that executes the trade in microseconds for customers, not making bets on coins one way or another." Bank of Canada governor says digital dollar project moving past trial stage. The chief of Canada's central bank has said its national digital currency initiative is progressing past the experimental phase. In an interview with Reuters published Thursday, Bank of Canada, BOC, Governor Tiff Macklem said his institution is working with G7 member states on its plans for a central bank digital currency, CBDC. "The digital dollar project," he said, "is now moving beyond the proof of concept stage and closer to a launchable product." However, the governor deflated expectations, saying he thought there isn't a need for one right now. Even so, Macklem shared concerns about being outpaced by other countries, adding that his institution wants to make sure it's prepared for a CBDC launch if it chooses to head in that direction. "If another country has a CBDC, and we don't, that could certainly create some problems," Macklem said. "We certainly wouldn't want to be surprised by some other country." G7 members should share information on their CBDC plans and timelines, he added. The G7 includes some of the world's largest developed nations: Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the UK, and the US as member states, which generally act in unison to address global economic issues. Some nations outside the group of seven have already taken the lead when it comes to digitizing their fiat currencies. China is already conducting public experiments with its digital yuan, signaling a launch may not be far off. The Bahamas became the first nation to take a CBDC into circulation this month, rolling out its sand dollar to increase financial access to underserved communities. Macklem also said a globally coordinated strategy from the member states was required in order to keep digital currencies out of the hands of criminals. New York's financial regulator wants firms, including crypto miners, to look closer at climate change risks. New York State's financial regulator is urging firms to pay closer attention to financial risks associated with climate change. In a letter sent to all regulated entities on Thursday, The New York Department of Financial Services, NYDFS, said that it expects firms, including virtual currency businesses, to start assessing such risks and develop possible approaches to mitigate them. The letter follows similar guidelines issued by the NYDFS for the state's insurance providers in September. Noting that each rise of 1 degree Celsius in global temperatures leads to damages worth 1.2% of the U.S. gross domestic product (GDP), the letter said reduced economic output in communities hit harder by climate change could also lead to an increase in default rates, reduced lending activity, devalued assets and losses. It added that flood risk could impact regional and community banks in particular. Addressing virtual currency businesses, the letter stated that studies suggest the environmental impact of mining cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin can be substantial. The energy cost for mining virtual currencies is sizable compared to the value of the virtual currencies, said the letter. While the letter acknowledged the exact energy consumption of Bitcoin mining also depends on the geography, it added that virtual currency firms should consider increasing transparency of the location and equipment used in Bitcoin mining, in order to add clarity about the environmental impact. A similar concern regarding the environmental impact of crypto mining was also raised by Heath Tarbert, chairman of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, during an interview at CoinDesk's Invest, Ethereum Economy event. There are issues with mining, of course, so number one is environmental issues, he said, speaking about Ethereum's move to a proof-of-stake system and how that could help make Ethereum more environmentally friendly. While there are pressing concerns about Bitcoin's energy consumption, it is also important to note that the environmental impact also depends on how that energy was produced. For example, China's Sichuan region is a Bitcoin mining hub but is also plush with supply of hydroelectric power. According to the letter, the NYDFS expects all regulated virtual currency businesses to conduct an assessment of climate change-associated risks which could impact them directly or indirectly. The letter said organizations like banks, mortgage servicers, etc. should also designate a board member, a committee of the board, as well as a senior management function, responsible for the assessment and management of financial risks from climate change. Adding that the NYDFS understands climate change is likely to affect organizations differently, the regulator's letter said each organization should take a proportionate approach that reflects its exposure to climate change-associated financial risks. DFS is developing a strategy for integrating climate-related risks into its supervisory mandate, the letter said, indicating that mitigating climate change-associated risks is likely to stay on the regulator's radar. Bitcoin's options market sees just 6% chance of $20,000 before year's end. While Bitcoin's rally over the past month has revived talks of its price reaching new record highs above $20,000 by the end of the year, the cryptocurrency's options market continues to assign a very low probability of that scenario playing out. At press time, Bitcoin BTC, plus 2.22%, was seeing a 6% probability of Bitcoin trading above the historical 2017 all-time high of $20,000 by the end of December, according to data source SKU. A below 10% probability of record highs by the year-end means the market is unconcerned with that outcome, Vishal Shah, an options trader and founder of Polychain Capital-backed derivatives exchange Alpha 5 told CoinDesk in a Telegram chat. An option is a derivative that gives the purchaser the right but not the obligation to buy or sell the underlying asset at a specific price on or before a particular date. A call option gives its owner the right to buy something while a put option gives the right to sell. Option probabilities are calculated using the Black-Scholes formula based on critical metrics such as call options prices, strike prices, the price of the underlying asset and the risk-free interest rate on investments as U.S. Treasuries and the time to maturation. Market underpricing record high probability. Bitcoin's price has rallied from $3,867 to $13,800 over the past 7 months. However, while prices have risen by over 250%, the chances of Bitcoin reaching record highs by the end of the year have seen what appears to be a marginal rise from 4% to 6%. The probability peaked at 8% in July. As such, one may conclude the options market is underpricing the possibility of prices rising to $20,000 before December 31. However, that's not necessarily the case because Bitcoin now has just 8 weeks to chart a 50% rally to $20,000. Back in March, Bitcoin had 9 months to challenge record highs. As the time to expiration decreases, the probability of prices rising beyond a particular level declines. Besides, Bitcoin has appreciated by 50% or more in 2 months only 8 times in its 10-year history, and 3 out of the 8 bimonthly 50% price rallies have happened during the bull market frenzy of 2017. Considering the decline in the time left for December expiry and Bitcoin's historical price action, the options market may appear rational in pricing a 6% probability of the cryptocurrency reaching lifetime highs by the end of December. The options market is seemingly not getting carried away with the recent strong price momentum, Sui Cheng, CEO of CF Benchmarks, said in a statement to CoinDesk. Cheng added that, if we extrapolate Bitcoin's price action and volatility of the past 90 days till December expiry, then Bitcoin appears set to end the year between $14,000 to $15,000. The options market currently sees a 40% probability of prices trading above $14,000 by the end of the year. Some traders may argue the options market is overpricing the odds of Bitcoin rising above $20,000. That's because the 3-month implied volatility IV, or investors' expectations of how volatile prices could be over the next quarter, is hovering well above the 3-month realized volatility RV, or price deviations, seen over the past quarter. Currently, 3-month IV is seen at 3.2%, and the RV is hovering at 2.5%. Option market probabilities have a positive correlation with implied volatility. Looking ahead, the odds of prices setting a new record high this year would rise if the cryptocurrency charts a quick move above the June 2019 high of $13,880. According to technical charts, there is very little resistance between $13,880 and $20,000. All in on DeFi, why the days of centralized exchanges are numbered. DeFi, or decentralized finance, finally found its footing this year, with numerous DeFi tokens and protocols gaining widespread traction amongst crypto users. Powered by smart contract technology, innovations like yield farming have allowed everyday users to earn unprecedented interest on their crypto assets. DeFi is booming, and today the market is filled with all kinds of borrowing and lending protocols, many of which compete with one another on the basis of providing users with meteoric yields. It's not uncommon to see protocols advertising double or triple digit interest rates, a far cry from the approximately 0.5% interest rates commonly seen on so-called high-yield traditional savings accounts. While many of these protocols will prove to be unsustainable, make no mistake, look back in a few years, and it'll be clear this emergent wave of protocols have set larger forces into motion. Changpeng CZ Zhao is the founder and CEO of Binance, which operates the largest digital asset exchange by volume. Today's most promising DeFi apps all share a similar vision for the future, the creation of a divergent financial system where capital and data flows more equitably, shifting control away from institutions and towards the individual. However, there isn't a straight path from point A to point B. The most popular DeFi apps are still dwarfed by most centralized exchanges, which wield outsized impact and influence within the cryptocurrency and blockchain space. The best centralized exchanges offer a compelling mix of user-friendly services that are more easily understood by end users. For instance, our cryptocurrency exchange, Binance, offers a comprehensive suite of financial products that mirrors those found in traditional markets. Users can buy, sell and trade crypto, choose options and futures trading, apply for crypto loans, earn passive income and more with a single login. These centralized products are easy to use and comprehend, and can be accessed using a web browser, desktop or mobile app. At earlier stages of development, it's also easier to increase the pace of innovation with centralized technology, As teams can work in concert to build new features, fix bugs, and produce the kinds of fine iterations that improve the overall user experience. By focusing on delivering a superior user experience in tandem with top-notch security, centralized exchanges essentially live or die based on their ability to create trust among their users. Trust also happens to be the major battle DeFi must win to reach mainstream success. Users primarily care about three things when it comes to financial products: liquidity, security, and stability. These are the characteristics that enable trust and reliable earnings to take place. Whereas today's DeFi protocols can be notoriously difficult to understand and access, over the years, centralized finance (CEFI) platforms have gradually become more accessible and multidimensional, with sophisticated order matching engines, asset custody, and stable technology. We believe the future of the industry lies in decentralization, and with the momentum increasing, it's time to go all in. These characteristics are telling because they reflect the crypto exchange's race on DTRE, to promote market and industry construction. Safi's concerns start and end with the building of mature infrastructure for the future of the crypto market. Once the foundation is in place, the platform itself takes a back seat to the diverse and innovative applications being built on the platform. Rather than driving the market as innovators, centralized exchanges will gradually settle into a role as an infrastructure provider for trailblazing projects. Ultimately, centralized exchanges are a transient product that will provide users with a bridge to the world of DeFi. Here's what we think will happen next. CEFI players will continue to lower the barriers to entry for DeFi and DeFi-like projects, allowing their users to sample the benefits of DeFi, while retaining the liquidity, security, and stability the users are accustomed to with CEFI offerings. Once these proof-of-concept projects are verified by the market and the DeFi model proves to be successful, then market demand will follow. Today, Binance users can access DeFi-inspired products like staking, lending, and pooling services. In addition, we are committing a $100 million accelerator fund for DeFi projects on Binance Smart Chain, BSC, a smart contracts-enabled blockchain that allows developers to build decentralized apps and digital assets. Among the wave of inaugural DeFi projects that debut on BSC, there's a chance one of them will become the next killer application. It seems we've already reached the turning point when it comes to DeFi adoption. After all, the enduring appeal of financial self-custody and decentralization are central to the original promise of blockchain technology. It has the capability of increasing the freedom of money for all who participate, bringing financial opportunities to more people than ever before. As such, DeFi provides the terminal trajectory for the future of crypto. However, it will need help from CEFI platforms, which will be, for many users, the gateway through which they access DeFi for the first time. We believe the future of the industry lies in decentralization, and with the momentum increasing, it's time to go all in. First mover, Bitcoin falls as COVID-19 surges, ECB's Lagarde steps up, US GDP hits 33%. Bitcoin was lower for a second day, even as traditional markets showed signs of stabilization following Wednesday's sell-off. Cryptocurrency analysts looked for solace in Bitcoin's October-to-date return, still at an impressive 22%, during a month when the Standard & Poor's 500 index of U.S. stocks has declined by 2.7%. The sell-off in equities and gold due to rising COVID infections and restrictive lockdowns had only a limited impact on the digital asset. Leonard Neo, head of research for the cryptocurrency-focused firm Stack Funds, wrote Thursday in a report. In traditional markets, European stocks rose as traders awaited a decision from the European Central Bank, headed by President Christine Lagarde, on whether further monetary support is needed amid a resurgence in coronavirus cases. U.S. equity futures pointed toward a higher open, as a key government report showed that the world's largest economy grew at a 33% pace in the third quarter, a somewhat context-less data point that's likely to do little beyond serving as an easy talking point for President Donald Trump's re-election campaign. Market moves just as Bitcoin bulls were starting to salivate over the cryptocurrency's powerful rally over the past week toward $14,000, a sell-off in traditional markets has dragged prices back down. Investors globally were rattled by reports of a resurgence in coronavirus cases. German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced the country would implement tough new business restrictions, and French President Emmanuel Macron announced plans to impose a national lockdown. Such restrictions could crimp economic growth, theoretically a deflationary development, which could reduce demand for Bitcoin in the short term as a hedge against higher consumer prices. There's also the possibility that some investors, seeing further turmoil ahead, decided to bulk up on cash. One of the easiest things to sell is Bitcoin, which is still up 84% year to date, even after Wednesday's sell-off. It seems the pressure was too much. Mati Greenspan, founder of the foreign exchange and cryptocurrency research firm Quantum Economics, told clients Wednesday. As detailed in First Mover on Wednesday, analysts relying on price chart patterns have identified few points of resistance along Bitcoin's path from the hitherto rarely breached $14,000 psychological level to the all-time high around $20,000, reached in 2017. According to Greenspan, $14,000 is a huge psychological barrier, and I would be delightedly flabbergasted if we were able to pass through it without first seeing a significant pullback. And as reported Thursday by CoinDesk's Amkar Godbal, Bitcoin options traders are assigning a low probability that the cryptocurrency will end 2020 above $20,000. The implied chances of prices above that level currently stand around 6%, according to the cryptocurrency data firm Skew. A below 10% probability of record highs by the year end means the market is unconcerned with that outcome, Vishal Shah, an options trader and founder of Polychain Capital-backed derivatives exchange Alpha 5, told Godbal in a Telegram chat. Despite the sincerest wishes of Bitcoin bulls, it would take a rally of more than 60% in the next 8 weeks for prices to set a new record. It wouldn't be unprecedented. There have been 8 times in the 11-year-old cryptocurrency's recorded history where prices have rallied more than 50% or more in a 2-month span. It could be that traders are just being realistic. The options market is seemingly not getting carried away with the recent strong price momentum, Sui Chung, CEO of CF Benchmarks, said in a statement to CoinDesk. If we extrapolate Bitcoin's price action and volatility of the past 90 days till December expiry, then Bitcoin appears set to end the year between $14,000 to $15,000. Bitcoin's price rally has paused, with the top cryptocurrency by market value near $13,100, having reached 16-month highs above $13,800 during Wednesday's Asian trading hours. Investors are rotating money out of stocks and into safe havens like the US dollar and treasuries on concerns that Germany and France's new lockdown restrictions would torpedo Eurozone's fragile economic recovery. Not just Bitcoin, but almost every asset denominated in US dollars has taken a beating in the past 24 hours or so. Markets saw similar but more violent action in March when recession fears triggered a global dash for cash. Should the virus figures continue to rise, risk aversion will likely intensify, fueling a more profound decline in the cryptocurrency. However, it's possible investors could buy the dips, with rising institutional adoption boosting the cryptocurrency's long-term prospects. Besides, stock markets will likely stabilize, helping Bitcoin regain poise if the ECB announces more monetary stimulus later Thursday. While the central bank is expected to maintain the status quo, it could lay the groundwork for additional stimulus in December. Earlier this month, Goldman Sachs said the central bank could boost its pandemic bond buying program by €400 billion, $470 billion, in December to counter deflationary pressures. From a technical analysis standpoint, the immediate bias will remain bullish as long as prices are held above $12,500. On the higher side, the June 2019 high of $13,880 is the level to beat for the bulls. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.